What do you mean you only brought one sleeping bag? I specifically told you. I asked you this morning if you had a spare to share with me. You told me you did. Why do you do this? Ugh. It's already chilly, which means the temperature will drop more throughout the night. So, what am I supposed to do? Share it with you? Yuck. I would never share a sleeping bag with you. You're such an idiot. I can't believe you didn't bring a spare. Go get the blanket from the car. Now! Get it together, get it together. I can't believe this is happening. Maybe I should sleep in the same sleeping bag. No. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. That's my friend. No. What? I wasn't talking to anybody. Shut up. I'm really frustrated with you right now. You forget things so often. It almost worries me. Like, are you okay? I said almost worries me. Whatever. I'll just take the blanket. Way to ruin a good day. It has been ruined. You invited me to this camping trip with your friends. We all had a good time hiking and swimming in the lake today, drinking beer by the fire, telling scary stories. This has been one of the best experiences I've had in a really long time. You know I don't get along with most people, but I get along with your friends. They're so fun and accepting, and they're actually really cool. I don't know why they're friends with you. And now I'm extremely upset because all I wanted to do was curl up in a warm sleeping bag while talking to you until I fall asleep. That's it. That's all I wanted. And now I can't even do that. Because your dumbass forgot a fucking spare sleeping bag. Good job. I'm sorry I snapped. I'm sorry I snatched the blanket out of your hands. And I'm sorry I yelled at you to go get it. It's just been a long day, you know? And I'm just tired, okay? No, you have the sleeping bag, it's fine. Plus, I don't even want that hideous sleeping bag. Look how childish it is. It's perfect for you. Nah, I'll be fine with the blanket, it's fine. It's fine. If it gets cold, which it will, I'll just go sleep in the car, okay? I'm over it. Shut up and go to sleep.
Shh. I'm not sharing the sleeping bag with you. Don't mention it again.
Hey. You really just smacked me in the face with your pillow? How dare you? You're fucking going down, fucking bitch.
Hey!
That was too rough. I'm gonna fucking get you.
Ow! Fuck you.
Dude.
Ah! You're being way too rough. Fuck off. Ow! Hey, not fair. Your pillow is more aerodynamic. Oh, dodged you. I hope a bear comes in here tonight.
I hope air comes in here tonight, and I hope he fucking eats you. Ow, ow. Get over here. Yes, I will manhandle you like a boss. I have a black belt in karate. Get over here. I will pin you down. There. I just pinned your dumbass down. What are you gonna do about it? Oh, wait. Nothing. Oh, you're gonna get me back? Bet. Bet. Look how you're struggling. Stop squirming. Stop. Stop resisting, honey pie. I've got you now. You're not going nowhere. I've got you in the old Betsy power straddle. You're not going anywhere. It's so lovely to see you struggling beneath me. In a way, it's kind of cute. My laugh is not cute. Shut up. How long am I gonna bend you down like that? Try getting me off. I mean, no. Not like that. I meant you get physically you try pinning me down. I'm not blushing. Stop squirming, you weirdo. Stop moving your hips like that. Because my silk pajamas are making me slide all over you. Don't say anything, please don't say anything. I didn't mean to moan. It was an accident. Yeah. Accidental. Oh, stop. You tricked me. Stop. Hey. No. Wait. Hey, you can't just pin me down. What are you, some professional wrestler now? Okay, whatever. You're kind of stronger than me. I surrender. If I had a white flag handy right now, I would most certainly wave it right now. Nervous. No, I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous. I like it. I guess I kind of like you. On top of me. Okay, I like it. Shut up. I can't help but grind back against you. But what if your friends hear us? Oh, we have to keep quiet. Cover my mouth, stupid. Faster. Oh, God. I don't know words.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe we just did that. Oh god, I hope your friends didn't hear. So embarrassing. I hope they didn't.
You can get off me now. Oh, I just noticed your tent. It has like a sunroof or tent roof, see-through roof. You can see all the stars out here. Look, you can see a bit of Lyra right there. Wow, so beautiful. Wow,
so pretty. Well, it's kind of hard to notice when we just did that, so we basically just, like, I don't know, like, made love under the stars, and that's kind of romantic and stuff, so yeah.
Shut up.
I'm stargazing.
I'm not beautiful,
you're just saying that. You don't have to say stuff like that to me.
Really? You like me?
You like me? What are we, in the third grade? Just say it.
I like you too. I've liked you for a long time. And I know you liked me for a long time.
Newsflash. We both kind of suck at pretending.
How did I know?
I knew from the first day I met you.
Dude, you didn't see the way you looked at me.
And ever since that day, we've always hung out and done everything together.
As much as you get on my nerves and frustrate me,
deep down, anytime I'm mean or cold towards you, it just really means that I really like you. I know, it's kind of childish, but that's just the way I am.
And you've always accepted me just the way I am. You never once told me to change or judged me. You never left me.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but you give me those dumb feelings in my stomach. What's the saying?
Butterflies in my stomach.
Yeah. There's so many of them, it's ridiculous. Only you and I would end up having a fight, and then a pillow fight that turned into
yeah, I guess all that sexual tension finally boiled over, and it felt amazing. It felt so good to finally kiss you after all this time.
And we did a little extra.
And I like that too.
You think you're so sneaky. You sly dog, you. You knew exactly what you were doing this whole entire time. You play the little,
oh, I forgot the spare sleeping bag. Oh no, I'm so sorry.
With the slightest little smirk across your mouth. That's actually exactly how you sounded when you said that earlier.
Also, what gave it away was that I did notice that this little vacation getaway was like a couple's trip. All your friends seemed to be like coupled up or like friends with benefits, just judging by like the body language and all the flirting and touching throughout the day. Did you, like, bring me as your date? Ew, don't say lover, please. Ugh, I'm not trying to get sick. So, am I yours now? Is it official? Are we together? I'm okay with that. Good. Now that we got that out of the way, why don't you take off all your clothes and then take off all of mine?